Hello and welcome to the Lifetime Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, John Zombro, and today is episode number 245. Every once in a while, something comes along that brings us up, that changes how we look at things, how we do things. And that's so true in the subject of technology and now in the subject of resistance or strength training and a cutting-edge new app called Train Fitness, which can help you to track and record your workouts more effectively than ever before. It has many implications, and I think it's just going to be a game changer for our industry. I had the unique pleasure today of visiting with Train Fitness co-founder Andrew Just, and he's just a brilliant person who he's come up with something, he and his team have come up with something that we're all going to benefit from checking out, and I think enjoy using at the very same time. So without further ado, let's jump right into today's show, and thank you for being with me here, as always. Yeah, so here we are at the Lifetime Athlete Podcast. It's my great honor to be visiting with Andrew Just today, who is the co-founder of Train Fitness. Welcome, Andrew.
Thanks, John. Pleasure to be on.
Yeah, you bet. I recently learned of, some of the things that you guys are doing at Train Fitness and thought it was very intriguing and potentially very powerful for our industry. And so I'm really pleased to have this opportunity to chat with you about it.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I think as I get in here and tell the audience about what I think we're talking about is we all share a common goal, and that's getting results, no matter what we're doing. And certainly that's true in fitness and in resistance training. But whenever we can reduce things like drudgery and improve our consistency and perhaps focus more on the fun and doing the workout as opposed to recording things, it's a real win. I'd say we live in amazing times with incredible technology these days. And so my goal with today's discussion is to kind of dive into how the Train Fitness app can impact folks' fitness behaviors, their workouts, and beyond. But before we do that, since you're an AI guy, I thought, well, let's get into the human side of things and just give you a chance to let us get to know you a little bit, and feel free to start anywhere you'd like, Andrew.
Awesome. Yeah. So definitely, maybe I can start by telling you a little bit about like my athletic background, if that's helpful, and what brought me to start Train Fitness. So I actually grew up, I'm from Toronto, Ontario. So I grew up actually a couple hours north of there in a very small town. And growing up, I was very in the triathlete space, actually. So big triathlete, was racing competitively, big cyclist, big runner, and swimmer as well. And I raced for about 6 years, competing in a host of Olympic distance and half Ironman distances. And at the time, I think what kind of to your point, what I loved about sport was, for many things and many reasons why I love triathlons, but something that I got particularly intrigued in that I think maybe not all athletes do is I got very into the numbers and the analytics behind sport. I was any type of tech or gadget or tool that I could get my hands on, I was excited to try it and to test it out, whether we're talking about like heart rate meters, power meters for bikes, using GPSs to track your swims, your runs, using motion sensors to observe like the distance you swim in the pool. I was trying to take all of that data, crunch it, and then use it to become a better athlete. And I think the reason why I started Train Fitness was as I got a little older, I started to actually work in a lot more strength training into my routines. And now actually I would say I probably do about 75% of my work is strength training. When I moved into that space, I realized there wasn't any automatic tracking or any way to bring all of those tools and tech that I loved on the cardio side. It just did not exist on the anaerobics side. And that for me was a huge, huge problem because I wasn't able to crunch those numbers and do all those things that I enjoyed on the cardio side as soon as I moved over to weights.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I work with quite a few triathletes, and I'd say as a whole, they are a very data-driven group, and very interesting.
Very nerdy group for sure.
Yeah, and wanting to use technology in many ways, and I think most of them actually do harness its benefits. So that's pretty cool. I think I saw that you're a graduate of McGill University.
Correct. Yeah, I graduated in 2017.
And what did you study there?
Yeah, so funny enough, actually, so most of my days with Train are software-based. I actually do not have a formal education in software. I studied finance. Went into McGill, into their business program, and I really enjoyed the finance side of things and thought that I was going to go into banking. But throughout the program, I realized it wasn't right for me. But what I actually studied in school is not related at all to what I'm doing today.
Well, I get the sense you're a smart guy who loves novel learning, and I think that's what we all should be striving for. So what else can we learn about you? You know, you're a smart guy and, you know, a triathlete and strength training enthusiast. So how did you start your company?
Yeah. So basically I, after graduating university, actually went and worked a corporate job. I was a consultant with a company called McKinsey & Co. For about 3.5 years. But I always kind of knew that entrepreneurship was where I was interested. When I was younger, I was doing a host of kind of, I'll call random entrepreneurial endeavors. You know, in high school, I was running vending machines. I'd purchased vending machines and had set them up and was selling soda and snacks and whatnot through vending machines. I ran a couple different e-commerce websites while I was younger as well. So I kind of had that pull towards entrepreneurship, and I knew one day I wanted to go back and fully immerse myself into that. So it was actually right when COVID hit, March 2020, you know, I was working on my corporate job, and I was enjoying it, but I knew it was kind of the right time had come for me to make the switch. And suddenly with COVID, I found my weekends and evenings void of any sort of social activity whatsoever. So it felt like the right time to try something new. So I started spending my weekends and evenings working on what eventually morphed into Train Fitness, just starting to play around with it to see if it was even possible to automatically track reps using some sort of smartwatch or smart device. And it wasn't until probably about 4 or 5 months of that I actually had results that were sufficiently positive that I was like, okay, this might actually work. Like this could actually be something. So at that point, I decided to jump fully into it, quit my job, and the rest was history.
Yeah. So I want to get into the nuts and bolts, and you'll probably have to dumb things down for me, not so much our audience, but how exactly does the app work? And what are some of the potential uses that you see?
Yeah, so the big problem that we were trying to solve, and kind of to my earlier point, is you can use the GPS to automatically track your run or your bike ride or, you know, your swim or any cardio-based sport, which involves going from point A to point B. The issue is on the anaerobic side, so lifting weights primarily, you can't track that with a GPS. So up until Train Fitness, there was no way to automatically track your strength-based workout. You were either sitting in the gym with a pen and paper or punching numbers on exercise type, rest time, number of reps, weight, you know, all these different pieces of information into your phone or a tablet, which totally took away from the workout experience. It turned working out into a data entry role. So what we set out with Train Fitness is very simply, can we use a smartwatch that someone's wearing on their wrist? So right now we're on the Apple Watch. Can we use the Apple Watch to automatically register the type of exercise someone is doing and count the reps without any manual input from the user required, just based off of the way the watch is moving through 3D space? So basically the way Train Fitness works is you walk into the gym, you press start workout, and you start performing any of the 110 exercises that we support. And just by doing the motion of that exercise, we will detect the exercise type that you're doing and then count your reps for you as well. So that when you finish your workout, you end up with this log of your entire workout saved to your Apple Watch and to your phone. And then what you can do is you can share that on our social network. You can analyze that data. You can use our stats tools to be able to understand where you're progressing and when you're plateauing and how to overall better yourself as an athlete.
Oh, that's awesome. So how exactly does the the app I know it's going to get technological, but how does the app recognize the movement one is performing and identify it?
Yeah, so it's a great question. That's kind of where our secret sauce comes in. But at a high level, so what we do is on any smartwatch, there's two key pieces of hardware that we use, the accelerometer and the gyroscope. So the accelerometer detecting the acceleration in any of the X, Y, or Z coordinates or planes. And the gyroscope actually measures the rate of rotation. So whether you're rotating left or right, or you know, up, down, or whatever direction, it's how you rotate. And if rotation gives you the direction and acceleration gives you the direction you're moving in, and when you put those two things together, we can actually then replicate a user's motion in 3D space. So you can almost imagine what we do is we take those acceleration and gyroscopic motions, and then we recreate your motion in this 3D frame in our algorithms. And then that's where the artificial intelligence comes in. And that's kind of the beauty of what we do is on top of that, we're also looking at your heart rate and also the way that your muscle fibers within your lower arm and your wrist actually engage and disengage. And we use the microscopic motion of muscle fibers as well as this 3D replication of your motion. We run that through an artificial intelligence algorithm. And what that does is called a deep learning network is what we actually use. And through that, we've trained this artificial intelligence to be able to classify which exercise is happening just based off of those inputs from the accelerometer, the gyroscope, and through your muscle fibers. And what's really cool about that is artificial intelligence is a phenomenal tool to be able to really accurately distinguish between these minute changes that to the human eye may not even be visible. So as an example, we can detect the difference between, say, a bicep curl and a hammer curl, which is a very slight change in the motion. Even things like a chin-up versus a pull-up, a diamond push-up versus a regular push-up. And we can even detect the type of equipment or the type of accessory the user is using. So for example, we will accurately distinguish between a barbell bench press and a dumbbell bench press, or even let's say you're doing a cable exercise. There's a bunch of different attachments you can have with a cable. You can have a bar, you can have rope, you could have like a V-bar, and we will actually be able to tell what type of attachment you're using just based off of the way your wrist moves through 3D space.
That's way cool. So how about with a different exercise, say like a barbell back squat, are you looking at the not only the excursion in space, but the tonic contractions, assuming of the wrist extensors and flexors?
Yeah. And so we look at like part of what the way we distinguish our exercises is also looking at the timing of, for example, like the eccentric and concentric motions and how those times vary to try and distinguish between particular exercises. What's really cool about the artificial intelligence is a lot of the detailed understanding on how those motions work are actually, and you know, air quotes, learned by the artificial intelligence. So it's not so much a matter of us saying, okay, you know, a squat is between 1 and 5 seconds per rep, and this is what it might look like. The AI actually will learn that on its own. And we don't need to programmatically input any of that. We just need to set up the artificial intelligence to learn in a specific way. And then a lot of these things, it'll actually develop on its own. And that's where I think things are very, very cool and powerful with artificial intelligence.
So within, say, an individual user who may be using different tempos with their lift, the device or the system will actually learn that over time and still continue to recognize the movement pattern?
Exactly. And we actually, what's interesting about our app as well is it actually gets smarter the more that you use it. So let's say, for example, you are on the bench and you do 8 reps, but you're going really slowly and we actually only count 7, you know, the first time you're on. So you would actually correct it on the app. You can click like a little plus button to add a rep and then it changes it from 7 to 8. It's very easy and intuitive. But on top of that, our artificial intelligence is actually also learning that you made that correction. So it will then go on to say, okay, well, I actually know that, you know, this particular user, like let's say, hey, John actually does his bench reps a little bit slower than, you know, maybe what's standard. And as a result, the next time you do it, I would expect that the AI has then learned from that and is able to correct itself going forward. So it continues to get more accurate the more you use it.
Oh, very personalized. So in developing this, did you do this all via computer modeling, or were there human subjects with videography or something like that incorporated?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we actually started with the hard part about artificial intelligence is you actually need to collect data samples to show the AI what a certain, like it needs to know what a bicep curl looks like and a back squat looks like. So when we started off, we had to collect a huge mass of data of both videos and motion data of people performing these exercises. And I'll also keep in mind, as I mentioned, this is kind of peak COVID. We're talking summer 2020, and particularly for us up in Canada, the restrictions that early on in COVID were pretty severe. Gyms were closed. So what we actually ended up having to do is we got a little like sprinter van style, like SUV, bought a bunch of home workout equipment, loaded it in this van. And we actually spent about 2 or 3 months driving around the province and around the country, stopping at Walmart parking lots, you know, parks, people's driveways. And we would set up this little home gym outside, and everyone's, you know, wearing masks and coming into this outdoor home gym. And we would film and collect data on these particular exercises. And we did that for about a few months. We ended up collecting over 1 million reps of data. And that's what we use to train our artificial intelligence.
Oh, that's fascinating. So right now, who is using the app? And I guess I should clarify this a little further. Gym goers and, you know, fitness enthusiasts, I'm sure that's one part of the market. But then also, have you found applications for sports teams or training rooms and things like that?
Yeah, so we partner now with York University, is a university based out of Toronto, Canada, and we're working with their varsity program right now, as an example. So we've partnered with them. We've also partnered with a few personal trainers as well. Our largest user base, maybe I should take a step backwards. Our largest user base is individual gym goers, and actually we see a full spectrum of beginner to highly, highly advanced, Olympic lifter style or CrossFit that is using our app. We have about 6,000 people logging workouts each week. We also have started to look more at maybe less of an end consumer and more as a business opportunity. We're working with York University as well as some personal trainers. And where they love the value of the app is, you know, let's say you're a coach for the football team. You've got your men's team, you've got your women's team, you've got, maybe your prospect team. You could be as the head strength and conditioning coach, you could be overseeing 100 athletes easily. Now, you obviously can't be watching every single athlete and making sure they're performing their lifts. So what happens with like York, for example, is we are outfitting their athletes with Apple Watches in the fall when they come back to school. And basically what will be able to happen then is they will log all of their workouts automatically on the watch. That data will get aggregated and brought back to the head strength and conditioning coach. And that coach will be able to see, okay, well, which athletes are making progress? Where's the improvement for each athlete? Where are athletes underperforming? And how can I help these specific athletes out? And it's an all-in-one centralized database. It's very easy to access.
You know, that's what I was thinking when I started looking into the product, because it's very obvious how that's going to help the individual. I think to most of us, you know, we're like, oh gosh, you don't have to record and you can track and share, and those things are quite valuable. But when you think about those S&C applications, that's one of the biggest challenges, is managing large numbers of people. And it does sound like Train Fitness can help with enhancing efficiency to a great degree. What I'm envisioning is, let's say that somebody's got programs written or there's a paradigm, and you know, obviously load management or load recording has to be set, but then the app can then pick up the reps, and you know, you can, I guess it reduces the amount of input that's required. Is that kind of what you're seeing?
Exactly. So reduces drastically reduces the input required for pro athletes. And what it really allows them to do is say, hey, you know, just focus on your workout and Train Fitness will log the entire thing for you. Just focus on the lift that's ahead of you. Nothing else matters right now except for you performing the best that you can in the gym. What's really cool about what we're working on right now, and this is still kind of in our early pilot days, but we're actually working on other indicators to help conditioning coaches and strength coaches better assess their players' readiness to play and risk of injuries. So a few of the things that we're doing as well is while athletes are performing lifts, we're actually not only counting how many reps they're doing, but we're looking at metrics within that lift. So max acceleration, average acceleration, velocity, max velocity, which goes towards a whole slew of research on velocity-based training, range of motion, time under tension. These are all very, very critical numbers to understand the quote unquote health of a lift that a particular player is doing. And from this information, you can get a ton of detail on how ready an athlete is to perform, you know, how fatigued they are, managing their load, things like that. And to kind of paint this picture, so we've been doing some testing, you know, let's say you have an athlete that has been overworked for the entire week. They might still be able to do 8 reps of squat at, 305 pounds. But what you are going to notice is their time under tension is going to increase because their acceleration has decreased throughout the lift. And you're also probably going to see a decrease in range of motion relative to their average. And what you can do is you can monitor that and say, okay, well, hey, this athlete is actually, far underperforming. What we should be doing now is looking at how we can reduce their load ahead of, next Tuesday's big game or something like that. We also monitor heart rate variability while an athlete is lifting. And what that allows us to do is to understand how their body's recovering day over day and lift over lift, to understand actually the correlation between particular exercises and the body's ability to recover from it. And that becomes super, super powerful for coaches as they try and understand how much, working an athlete is very important, but recovery is just as important, if not more. And what we're trying to do is empower coaches and teams to be able to understand how their athletes are recovering.
Oh, this is fascinating. So if I'm just sort of reading back or recalling, so for the audience, so VBT or velocity-based training, this is really phenomenal, folks, because it sounds like, if I understand correctly, you're able to track velocity, so that now we can start looking at power output, and probably some of that comparison or analysis of data can be done versus a force velocity curve, and you can see where the athlete's performing, and you may have a slightly different graphic of that, but that's where my mind's at. And
absolutely.
Then within that, you've got HRV or associated with it, so that you can not only sample at any, time of day, here's where HRV is. This is an indication of overall readiness or recovery level, but also you can do that within a workout, within sets. And as I'm guessing at this, you can probably figure out, this is when we have reached our maximum absorbable workload or something along those terms.
Absolutely. And so you can kind of then extrapolate that forward and say, imagine a world where, you're the head strength coach, as I mentioned, for the football team. You've got 100 athletes, and every morning there's a dashboard that you look at, and you can see every single one of the athletes that you are coaching. You can see what their heart rate variability is from that morning. You can see what lifts they've done previously and how their body is improving or changing based off of those lifts. And it's not just a binary, hey, did John do the 8 reps that I prescribed to him, like yes or no, but it's like, what was the actual quality of those reps? And is John ready to go up in weight? Can I put more load on? How is this particular athlete's body going to respond to that? And how have they responded previously? So we're basically, we're bringing all of that data to a very centralized spot. And a lot of that is possible today, but the issue is today you need a specific accelerometer, you need a heart rate variability reading, you're logging everything manually, and suddenly it doesn't become achievable or not something that anyone but maybe the top athletes that have private trainers can afford to do, just because of the manual effort that's required. And what we're trying to do at Train Fitness is say, hey, everyone from the absolute pros to the very, you know, very base beginners should be able to receive this information automatically and easily so that they can make these decisions for themselves.
Oh, that's great. That kind of leads me right where I wanted to go. We talked about how Train Fitness can be utilized in, say, larger groups or organizations, but, you know, with our audience, a lot of the folks are, so let's say, people either that I am coaching or training, and we're working remotely in most cases on that, or they have a coach or trainer, or they're even self-coached. And so now we're down to maybe, you know, N of one or N of two. And I recognize everybody's different on a spectrum. You know, there'll be some people who, you know, they totally go by feel and don't really have an interest in something like this. And then a lot of people in the middle can benefit. And there are a few who really want to dive in and shall we say, geek out. But what might be a few examples that you could give the audience how either a self-coach fitness enthusiast can utilize the app to get better results, and then B, how a coach or trainer can work with someone to do the same?
Yeah, so I think what's really cool with what we're doing, and a lot of this is still in our early beta right now, but we try to provide detailed kind of raw results and then actionable insights on top of those. And the reason is because as an absolute elite coach, you don't want our actionable insights, because, you know, as an elite coach, like, you're paid to make those insights yourself. What you need is, you need the raw data to understand where the athlete is, and then you will make the insights. And we don't want to take that place of those elite athletes. So for that particular case, you know, we will give these coaches raw HRV scores. We will give them like raw acceleration and the historicals on raw acceleration. And they can look at that information, and they are trained professionally to make decisions based off of that information. So they'll be able to use a lot of that information to make, you know, whatever decision is best for their particular athlete. But now take the beginner, intermediate, maybe they don't have a coach, they're starting to go to the gym, but they want the tools that are available to the pros to try and, you know, be best of self, you know, and I think back to my early triathlon days where I, you know, for the large portion of it was uncoached. And I was on Reddit trying to understand what the pros were doing, and I was trying to mimic that. But I definitely needed some help and guidance. So what we do for them is we'll provide actionable insights that are relevant to that particular individual. So for example, you get your HRV score, and we'll actually provide like an HRV score, you know, out of 100, and we actually call it your readiness to perform. And so we'll give them a very simple score from 0 to 100. 0 being, you know, you're sick as a dog, you know, haven't slept in 3 days, and you know, picking up a dumbbell is probably going to break your arm. And 100 being, you are well slept, you know, your nutrition is on point, your body is ready to perform. And we'll give you a score out of 100, and we'll give you a recommendation. So if you come in at an 80, we'll say, well, hey, you know, Andrew is, you know, more or less very ready to perform. We suggest a high intensity workout. If you come in at a 60, we would say, hey, you know, we would recommend actually doing a lighter day today or taking a rest day based off of some of your previous exercises, with the whole focus on how do we provide the right level of granularity and detail depending on who the audience is that's receiving it.
Yeah, I can see where that would be extremely valuable. You know, that's probably one of the biggest challenges we face in any kind of programming at every level is, okay, we want to have some consistency, and we want to have, you know, workouts lined out, et cetera, but we've got to find ways to be flexible and adapt to, you know, how the athlete or the self is recovering, is feeling. And, you know, on a day when it's possible to do what is written or intended, or maybe then some, isn't that awesome? But then there are a lot of days where, you know, we may have to make some adjustments to optimize it, or even some drastic changes, like you said, when you wake up, if you're ill. Exactly. or whatever. You know, I think that really appeals to a lot of folks. Gosh, this is fun. I hope I'm not asking you questions that are too simple.
No, not at all. This is fantastic.
Yeah, so I had a thought there. It's going to come back to me. It kind of faded for a second, but here it is. Talking about your user interface, you know, what I've seen, it looks very intuitive, very easy to access and manipulate. Would you care to expand on that.
Yeah. So the way our focus, so it's actually a great question. When we first built the app, we got very carried away with, I think, just the excitement of the opportunity in the space. And it actually took us a little bit of time to understand what really mattered. And it's actually the way we've designed our interface is our number one goal with designing the interface is that you don't use the interface. And that might sound very counterintuitive, at least on the watch, that's the case. But for me, the ultimate winning interface and experience is the experience where you actually use the watch app as little as possible. Because for us, when you're working out, you should be focused on your workout and not screwing around trying to punch in numbers and type things on the watch and whatever it might be. And that's why, so for example, when you start an exercise or finish it, it automatically detects the start and the finish of the set. It counts your reps. You have the ability to very easily make corrections in the number of reps or the exercise type in case the AI makes a mistake. But you don't need to by any means. You can hit start workout, ignore your watch for the entire duration of, say, your 60 or 90 minute workout. And then when you're done, you can save it and you can make all of those edits directly on your phone if you would like, which means you can focus entirely on your workout during the workout. The only thing that you actually requires manual input today is setting the weight of your specific lifts. So what we've done for that is we've made a very simple and prominent like weight selector front and center on the main screen of the watch. And there's a very simple plus and minus button, and you can use those to toggle or scroll the crown of the watch to easily set your weight. And again, you can also do that before your lift, after your lift, or even after your workout. You can go back and set that after if you're the type of person that doesn't want to do that while you're working out.
And I assume that it switches between kilos and pounds very easily.
Absolutely. Yep. You can set that within the settings with a touch of a button. We also go even further than that to try and remember your weight. So for example, like let's say I just finished a really heavy deadlift. I was deadlifting, you know, a few hundred pounds, and then I'm going to go over and do a lat raise at 30 pounds. When I perform that lat raise, it obviously knows I'm not doing a lat raise of 300 pounds. So it'll actually suggest the weight based off of what I performed last time I did a lat raise.
Oh, that's super cool. Okay. Another thing came up as you were talking there, as you're expanding your database, do you also offer, or will you be offering specific workouts or training programs for athletes of different types or those who have different goals?
Yeah. So we're actually right now, this is something that I'm super excited about that we've been building over the last couple months, and hopefully we'll be ready by the end of the summer. But we actually based off of, so we've logged over in the last 4 months, we've already logged 50,000 workouts on the application and on the platform. Using that data, and actually we've partnered with a few third parties to be able to get mass data on workout progress. We're actually building an artificial intelligence that will recommend workouts for a particular individual. So, you know, you kind of imagine you log onto the app, you say, hey, okay, I'd like to work out today. You know, generate me a workout. And what you'll do is you'll set how long you have to work out. You'll set any injuries that you might have. We'll remember the equipment that you have available. So if you say you don't have X or Y machine, we won't recommend that to you. And then you'll also input your goals. You know, do you want to try and tone? Are you trying to gain strength or mass, and how quickly, and you know, how much are you eating and sleeping? And we'll take all of that information from Apple HealthKit if it's available. Otherwise, we can ask you for it. And based off of that, we'll look at your history. We'll look at what you did yesterday, last week, last month, and we will actually generate an artificial intelligence-based program, which is entirely based off of leading science on what the best recommendations are. And it'll generate a workout for you today, you know, next week, next month, whatever it might be. And then a user can follow that workout and know that the workout that they're doing right now is optimized specifically for their individual goals, for their individual injuries or limitations or time constraints or anything else.
It sounds like this represents an infinite number of if-then statements.
Very, very, very similar. Yes.
So I'm interested. I mean, this is brilliant, but I'm interested in how you do what you do, because we talk about lifestyle here quite a bit. And so what's a typical workday look like for you? When are you most creative, and what type of an office setup do you find to be most productive for these activities and projects you're on?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So I'm definitely an early riser. So I'm usually at the office between probably between 6:30 and 7 a.m. I think I'm fortunate because so obviously with coding and programming, it's a long day, you know, sitting and typing on the computer, which is great, but it can be difficult for your body for sure. I think where I'm super fortunate is we do a lot of testing. And the nice thing about building a fitness app is testing means you're going to the gym and you're lifting weights. So it's a very nice, you know, excuse or reason to make sure that you're staying very, very on top of working out. You know, I probably hit the gym now for minimum of four, if not five or even six times a week. And I'm very fortunate because one, you know, that is my opportunity to kind of reset and to, you know, take care of myself and ensure that I have a, you know, a healthy lifestyle. But two is I can also kind of sit there and say, well, it's work. I'm testing the app. So it's, I can give myself a reason that I have to go. But a typical day would be in the office pretty early. I split my time right now between probably 50% development, 50% on the business side of things. So marketing, growing, fundraising, things like that. And then usually try to get to the gym around 6 or 7 PM for a nice 90-minute workout. And then I'll wrap my day after that.
That sounds like a power day.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's just talk about a couple other things in the health and fitness realm. What are you doing for nutrition these days?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So I'm a big meal prep guy. I find I don't cook that often during the week, just given my busy schedule, but I'm pretty religious on Sundays, just, you know, making enough food for the vast majority of the week. I'm not counting macros right now. And I think just because my training goals have shifted a little bit over the last couple of years, I was very serious actually in the cardio space right before starting Train Fitness. I was training for an Ironman and then also training and ran the Boston Marathon. But I've since now moved more towards weights and my focus now is on functional strength and mobility. So for my nutrition though, I do try to eat pretty healthy. Breakfast for me is usually Greek yogurt or like a protein shake or smoothie. Some sort of like egg whites, eggs and scrambled vegetables. And then usually for lunch and dinner, it's some form of meal prep. I'll switch between, some sort of protein, vegetables. Well, I'll do a bunch of stir fries. I'll do, burritos is a big one that I've loved started doing recently. I'll make like 50 burritos in one go, freeze them all in the freezer, and they're super convenient. Not very expensive as well. And I find them to be pretty full and pretty filling and quite healthy as well.
Yeah, that's cool. It sounds like both with your work behaviors, you know, you're really good at blocking and chunking things and also planning, you know, the other parts of your day that are necessary to keep, you know, your sanity and your health going as you're in this big push. You obviously are a brilliant person and, I'm sure you've got a team of smart folks working with you. What do you look for in your team or your employees? And what does your hiring process look like?
Yeah, it's a great question. So for us, the biggest thing is I look for passion. And it's actually interesting where for me, the most important thing in looking or early vetting in a potential candidate for a role or an employee, to show me that you're passionate about something. And it doesn't necessarily have to be fitness. And that's actually a misconception that a lot of people ask me is, I don't need to see that you're necessarily passionate about your current job. I don't necessarily need to see that you're passionate about fitness, but show me that there is something that you have committed yourself to in your life and gone after it at 110%. It could be work, it could be fitness, but it could be, something artistic, or it could be something around a particular goal or accomplishment. But if I can see that you're the type of person that found something that you wanted to achieve and you were 110% committed with no excuses, no compromises until you're able to fulfill that goal or that passion, that to me screams excellence. And that's by far the number one thing that I'll look for.
Yeah, what a powerful character trait. And I love the way that you identified that. So, gosh, I feel like I could chat with you for a very long time. And I've got a few like salutary salutatory things I'd like to say. You know, first of all, I really have enjoyed speaking with you and learning from you, Andrew. I love what you guys are doing at Train Fitness. Certainly wish you the best. Would even like to visit again in the future, just see what's going on with you guys, talk about not just this industry, but maybe lifestyle in general. So in closing up, I want to give you the opportunity to tell folks, you know, how can they learn more about the company if they want to? How can they find you, get the app, what types of support's available, and anything else that you'd like to offer?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that, John. Mm-hmm. And I certainly would look forward to connecting in the future and seeing where we're at. But so we're on the Apple App Store right now. We're coming soon to Android, but right now only on Apple. You can find us on the App Store by searching for Train Fitness or on our website, which is trainfitness.ai. And I think maybe in closing, we're very excited about where we're going. The way I see it is this honestly started as a passion project for me. The strength-based and anaerobic space has been left in the Stone Age relative to the cardio space for the last two decades. And, we're very excited to try and bring these tools and technologies to the strength space so that people can just become more efficient with their workouts, healthier, less risk of injury, and overall just enjoy the experience of lifting weights. I know for sure I get a lot of energy and a lot of, reset in my life from being able to go to the gym and move my body and challenge myself. It's a very rewarding experience for me. And at Train, we're trying to make that experience even better and bring it to more people. So check us out on the App Store or on our website, but we'd be very happy to accept new users.
Yeah, I certainly want to say again that I appreciate this. And maybe a final word for me is, you talked about how your platform is bringing resistance training up to speed with some of the other fitness pursuits. And I agree with you. I think that the amount of data that I get from clients on Training Peaks or Garmin Connect or Strava, any other number of things is immense, but it's useful. And I enjoy sorting through it. And I think we were able to get results, but I think this fills, Train Fitness fills a specific niche where now we can communicate very easily, on resistance training data as opposed to fumbling with spreadsheets and things like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. And again, the best to you. And thanks, listeners.
Awesome. Thanks, John.